The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Bill Clash, J.A. Adonde, Harry Lyles Jr., Frank Isola, Luka and Kyrie, another loss, growing pains. Show me that smile again, Luka. Also, Durant and the Suns debut tonight, and the Lakers must win tonight, and Anthony Davis is out. Let's go.
Anthony Davis is out? What a surprise. I'm shocked.
Really?
Oh, my God, I'm
shocked. I don't believe it.
AD's not playing?
Bill.
Oh, my
Easy.
God.
Easy. Done.
Day over?
We'll get to that in a second. News of the day from the NFL Combine, not about throwing or 40s or teams trying to trade up. It's an arrest warrant for the potential number one pick. Georgia police announcing Jalen Carter will be arrested for reckless driving and racing and alleged involvement in a fatal crash involving teammate Devin Willock and Chandler LaCroix last month. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported this morning that Carter was present at the scene of the crash and later provided shifting accounts of the wreck to police. At one point this morning, Carter had scheduled media availability at the combine, did not show, released his statement this afternoon where he said he was notified by police via phone call this morning, and then numerous media reports also have circulated this morning containing inaccurate information concerning the tragic events. It's my intention to return to Athens, answer the misdemeanor charges against me, make certain the complete, accurate truth is presented. Harry Lyles Jr., how do you consider this all?
This seems like a situation where we still need to see what is going to come of it and let the facts play out, because due to the reporting that we saw from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, which was great reporting, by the way, obviously, initially, the police report said that this was a one-car accident, whereas the Atlanta Journal-Constitution says that all along they should have been looking at this as more than just a single car accident because of the signs of some sort of street racing. And then you have Jalen Carter coming out today and denying all these allegations. So to me, this seems like a situation where if you are an NFL team, you need to sit back, let the facts come out, and let this thing play out, because it is such a serious incident that unfortunately took the lives of two people.
Frank Isola, how do you consider this news today?
And, you know, let's remember one thing. You know, this starts after they celebrate their national championship, which unfortunately, even in pro sports, it's an invitation to act like a knucklehead, in some cases be reckless. And this is what's going on here, reckless behavior by young people after they win. And he needs to grow up quickly, because this is the real world now. Do I think it's going to affect his draft status? I don't. We're talking about misdemeanor charges, but he has a lot of explaining to do, because the reports are that he left the scene of the accident, and then when he came back, he gave different accounts to police. So there's a lot. He says he's going to clear it up. He'll get his opportunity, because he needs to do that.
Bill Plaschke.
I don't think it's about charges, Frank. It's about character. This guy's character was already being questioned by draft experts. He drove 44 miles per hour over the speed limit in September. He was ticketed for that. And then he has this incident where the AJC reports, as we've said on the show, that he left the scene of the accident, left two people dead, and went and came back 2 hours later. And he had shifting stories. This is all leads to character. And do you want this kind of character in your locker room? I think NFL teams have to ask themselves that. And I think the answer may not make Jalen Carter very happy.
And J.A. Donde, how do you consider this?
Yeah, well, we tend to view everything through the lens of the NFL and the draft, but to me, this is more about the Georgia football program and the university and the knowledge that we now have that an athletic department staffer was out with players driving a car at, according to this report, at a blood alcohol content level 2.5 times the legal limit in the state of Georgia. And what are the ramifications for that program and the responsibility that program has to protect its student athletes?
The police are at least suggesting that they don't believe Carter was intoxicated at the time. But again, the police report also suggested at one point that this was one car at the accident. I think
There's an intersection here between the legality of it all, of course, and what we're now seeing in many stories. Not to compare any stories, but we did an Alabama basketball story, Brandon Miller, the legality involved there, what he is not being charged with versus maybe a responsibility for a school. And this is a school here, in this case, Georgia, that is still mourning. This is tragic. The loss of a student, the loss of an employee of the school. And now the news today that the potential number one pick in the draft is under charges here and an arrest warrant out. And he is flying back to Athens as we speak to see that. Thanks for your thoughts on that. We'll move on. Suns Hornets tonight. Let's talk some NBA. Expectations on Phoenix as Kevin Durant makes his team debut and returns from the MCL injury. Considering how the Dallas Mavericks have taken time to mesh with Kyrie and Luka, and we'll get to that story in a second, what do you see it being like tonight for Phoenix taking in Durant on this roster? Around the horn, Frank Isola.
In Kevin Durant's last 19 games that he suited up for the Brooklyn Nets, they went 17-2. The guy is an unbelievable player. He went to a high school basketball game last night in Charlotte. The guy's entire life is basketball. He lives it every minute of the day. He'll be just fine with Chris Paul and especially Devin Booker. He's got the right kind of attitude. But remember this, and he wanted to go there. Ton of pressure on him, and only one result is going to be satisfactory, and that's at least getting to an NBA Finals for him. A lot of pressure on him, a lot of pressure on Phoenix. And one other thing, remember, he's coming off a playoff appearance last year against Boston. He got swept. All-time great players don't get swept very often in the playoffs.
So you feel the motivation level, of course, will be naturally high for Kevin Durant. Literally on the court, and the way the ball moves around, Devin Booker and Chris Paul having to react to now having Kevin Durant on the floor. If you could start there, Frank, and we'll get to everybody.
This is a guy who, you know, they talk about leadership. Watch him play on the court. He's unselfish. He shares the ball. He defends. He rebounds. There is nothing wrong with Kevin Durant does on the court. The key is keeping him on the court because injuries have been a factor.
So you see no growing pains. Jay Adande, I turn to you.
I don't. I think this will happen quickly. He's been through this before, moving to the Warriors. He gets criticized for that, but that will actually help him out. And it will work here because he's not a high-volume touch guy. He's not in the top 40 in touches or time of possession per game. But he's also shooting the highest field goal percentage of his career. One of the all-time great scorers has never shot the ball more accurately. Meanwhile, Chris Paul is the second worst field goal percentage of his career this year. So I'm sure Chris Paul will happily give up his share of shots to Kevin Durant. And I think he'll also manage to keep Devin Booker happy. Defensively is where the concerns I have, and just the time, the fact they haven't had a lot of time to put this together. That's why I can't move them ahead of Denver immediately.
Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, we can't forget about Denver. I mean, that's the story here. Durant's incredible. He can become the first player in NBA history to average 25 points, shoot 50%, and 90% from the free throw line. He's tremendous. But who's going to play defense, and who's going to mesh them together, and who's going to get the chemistry? They're still a year away. They're 10.5 games behind the Nuggets right now. Mm-hmm. They're not in Denver's neighborhood. I don't think they're as good as Golden State. I don't think they can beat either one of those teams in the playoffs. And again, that's
not Golden State
Durant.
Right now is not what Golden State was last year, Bill Platt. I don't think the goal for Phoenix is to catch Denver right now, right? Harry Lyles Jr., let me bring you in here on can you put a team together in, well, I guess it's March 1st today, and become a title contender?
I think you can with a player like Kevin Durant because he is so knowledgeable of the game and he can make everybody else around him better. The thing that I think that's really interesting about this is I think this team has actually had more time to mesh together than we thought, because I was listening to Brian Windhorst this morning. He said this team has played 2 games the last 13 days. He also said Kevin Durant has not felt pain for 2 weeks. So at this point, Frank Isola, you'll love this, he's been ramping up to get ready to play. But the opportunity that Kevin Durant has tonight, because of everything that we have had discussed with Charles Barkley, if he goes out tonight and breaks Charles Barkley's scoring record in a Suns debut of 37 points, that would be the sweetest way for Kevin Durant to start his tenure in Phoenix.
You know, in that whole conversation, Charles did join the Houston Rockets with Hakeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler, right? I mean, that did happen in this reality, right? All right, good.
Yeah.
One more story here. Let's talk about those Dallas Mavericks. Pacers 124, Mavericks 122. Another close loss. Another last possession. What's going to happen? Luka, Kyrie? Kyrie taking and missing the step back. J.A., we just talked about a team trying to mesh together. What's not clicking here for Dallas?
But Kyrie made the point that, you know, these are things they should be working out, the type of things they should be working out in preseason. They're having to do it here in the regular season and at a critical stage of the regular season. But I question when he said he has to put some of his goals aside for the good of this team. What goals could you possibly have at this stage in his career other than winning a championship? What could you have to adjust to other than winning a championship right now? I don't get it. But we've seen that last play in the Lakers game on Sunday when he and Luka weren't on the same page as to Kyrie was like, go to the backcourt and I'll throw the ball there. Luka's like, I don't want to do that, and winds up creating a turnover. So we see that they haven't meshed. Luka has never played with someone on his level, basically, and we're seeing it's a difficult adjustment for him to make.
Bill Plaschke.
Yeah, everybody wants to get on Kyrie. This is about Luka. Luka, like Jay said, has never had to be a co-star with someone. They were 15-7 when games decided by 5 points or less this season until Kyrie showed up. Now they're 0-4 in those games. And Luka stands around. He defers. He doesn't seem comfortable. It's up to Luka to figure this out.
Right, Isola?
Well, then get the ball to Luka on the final possession as opposed to Kyrie Irving. Maybe Jason could have done that. I watched them play. To me, they look undersized. Number one, they are 1-4 with the two of them together. They've lost 5 of their last 6. The one win is against San Antonio. The 5 of us could beat San Antonio. Right now, it's a mess, and Kyrie and Jay touched on some of the things he said. Remember, there's a lot of pressure on Kyrie Irving because unlike Kevin Durant, who got to go to the team that he wanted to go to and has 3 years left on his contract, Kyrie is out of contract at the end of the season. He wanted to go to either the Lakers or the Clippers. He didn't really want to go to Dallas. I think he'd rather be in Brooklyn than in Dallas, to be honest with you. A lot of pressure on him right now, and he's starting to wear that a little bit.
And Harry Lyles Jr.
Would rather be in Brooklyn.
I just want to know if we decide to go 5-on-5 against the Spurs, who's going to be the enforcer? But either way, I think the thing with the Mavericks here is, look, Kyrie mentioned one thing that none of us have mentioned yet. It's that the pressure that he's feeling. I think the fact that he came out and said that, not only that he's feeling it from the outside, but that he's putting so much on himself, is something that you can clearly see, especially after last night's game. And I think one thing with this Mavericks team, we knew that Luka and Kyrie were going to be able to score. That's never been a question, but it's who's going to guard those twos and threes, because clearly these guys are not the ones that are going to be able to do it. And you traded away the guys that were capable of doing that.
All right, I'll buy that. There's still time, right, Frank, to turn this around? They have to in a playoff series where they're up to speed, not seeding, right? At this moment, you could play anybody in the first round.
Yeah, you know what people say, I don't look back, I only look forward. I'm going to look back. They could have signed Jalen Brunson for $50 million last year during the season. They blew that big time.
Let me look back and look forward at the same time for this five of us on the court versus Spurs. I'm thinking Bill Plaschke, you're Armin Gilliam. I'm thinking Jay Dande, your game is Kendall Gill, Harry Lyles, Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, and Frank Isola.
Danilo Gallinari.
Charles Oakley?
Charles Oakley, come on. No.
My game is Mac McClung.
I'm Mike Izzolino. We'll be back. Fire still next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Grizzlies 121, Lakers 109. Ja Morant had a 28-point third quarter. Jaren Jackson Jr. had a coffin nail on Anthony Davis. Tonight, LA on the back-to-back versus OKC. No LeBron with the unnamed foot injury. And today, ruling out Anthony Davis, what they're calling right foot stress injury. And D'Angelo Russell's also out again with his sprained ankle. Bill Plaschke, what is this?
This is a nightmare. Even with LeBron in the boot, they had an outside chance to sneak in. But if AD is not going to play a back-to-back, are you kidding me? They have no chance. It's over. If AD doesn't get out there on the court, Darvin Ham said he needs everyone for these back-to-backs. There's three back-to-backs left. He's taking the second one off, and for what they say is an injury.
So whose call is
it? He needs to
play.
Because
he didn't seem like he was like limping off the court last night.
Yeah, and he needs to play. He needs to. AD needs to play. He needs to step up and play and be the leader of this team that he was being paid to be.
Jay Adande?
It feels over, Tony. It feels over.
They could take some solace in the fact they led at halftime and it took an incredible third quarter from Ja Morant to put them down. But, yeah, the lingering effects. But to me, the problem was always that they were never that great this season, even when they had AD and LeBron. They got off to a terrible start to the season, and they've never looked like a contender at any stage.
Harry Lyles Jr.
Tony, I would just like to rescind my take from yesterday that
the
Lakers are not done.
You're going to lose points.
Yeah,
they're done. But yes,
because my one big if was if Anthony Davis can play, and he's already not going to play. So I would just like to admit that I was wrong.
Frank, talk to me about this. The reporting's still coming out, so maybe it's just your overall feel of this here. But you hear Darvin Ham say we need everybody in this back-to-back, and now Anthony Davis has been ruled out by the team or by Davis, whatever it is. What is this?
Yeah, well, we hear about player empowerment, yet it's always the teams tell the player to not play. Give me a break. Here's all I know. We were getting hourly updates on Patrick Mahomes when he hurt his ankle. If Lionel Messi hurts a toenail, that's global news. How is it that it's 72 hours after LeBron James said he heard a pop and he's in a walking boot, we don't know what's wrong with him yet? Bill, get your guys in L.A. on the case. Can we find out what's happening to one of the biggest athletes
in the world?
We
know he's out, though. I mean, it's not like whether he's going to play or not.
What's the injury? It could be career changing.
Is that what you're hearing?
No, I'm saying it's kind of a big deal. Why haven't we heard? You know they know what the extent is. Why haven't we heard anything?
You know how it works, Frank. He's got a protective circle around him. They don't let anything get out. He's his own team. He's his own GM. He's his own player. It's a
major story.
It's a complete.
Well, I wish I knew some reporters here to do the job. What are you guys talking about here? Today's story is Anthony Davis. We know LeBron is out, Frank. We know LeBron is out. What is Anthony? Is Anthony Davis legitimately injured? Why would he sit out tonight? Who's making the call? That's what I want to know about tonight.
Because it's a back-to-back. And I said, we hear all the time about player empowerment. So why isn't that a player can't overrule the medical staff and the coach and say, no, I'm playing tonight.
I'm here for some reporter empowerment. Go get the story you're asking for, Frank. Don't put it on somebody else. We move on. Stat padding. This was the claim Kendra Perkins made about Nikola Jokic. Here's how Jokic responded last night, 28-minute triple-double. He was plus 31 for the game. Here's what he said afterwards.
What does 100 triple-doubles mean to you?
I mean, when you're stat padding, it's easy, you know, so.
Frank, who you got, stats or stat padding?
That was career number 100, triple-double. He's got 24 this season at 24-0. There was a game in January against Bill Plaschke's Lakers where he took five shots, made all five of them, and that was it. And a game where Jamal Murray took 29 shots. Don't tell me that this guy's stat padding. That is not happening. He's just a brilliant player.
Bill Plaschke?
Yeah, he took 11 shots in that game. I mean, he's not it makes me mad. People just discount. This guy could be the first three-time MVP since Larry Bird.
Isn't that what this is, though? People are making a call here. Well, it's like, well, Larry Bird did it. He had rings. He was a player of that level. Is Jokic at Larry Bird's level? And you would say.
He's so discounted. Yes, he is. Right now he is, and he's so discounted. And that's wrong.
Jay Adande?
Got another stat for you. In that same interview, another clip, he had double-digit shoulder shrugs in about 30 seconds. Right shoulder, left shoulder, both shoulders. He clearly doesn't care. His body language tells you he doesn't care about
it. So that double-double is what you're focusing on. But the idea here, I think, from Perkins is Russell Westbrook heard a lot about stat padding when he had the triple-double season and won MVP. Harry Lyles, do you see any comp there? Or do you have to compare Larry Bird to Jokic and say maybe he shouldn't win MVP this year?
No, like, this is very plain and simple for me. When Nikola Jokic has a triple-double, they have won 24 consecutive games this season. They have 28 in a row. That is the longest such streak in NBA history. And when I went to ESPN Stats and Info today and I asked, what is the Nuggets record all time when he has a triple-double? They are 82-18. If you took that win percentage and made it an NBA regular season record, it would be the seventh best record of all time. So if he is padding stats, keep doing it.
Frank Isola, I'll give you a last word here.
Yeah, you know, Russell Westbrook, his team finished sixth the year that he did that. Everyone, it's a regular season award, and guess what? Right now, Denver is in first place. Cut the guy some slack. The resentment towards him, I find it to be somewhat distasteful.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your thoughts on that. Frank Isola, Harry Lyles Jr., front row seats to an Adonde Plaschke showdown like it's 2003 in the newsroom of the LA Times. Let's go.
We'll do it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This spring training, we have seen games end in a tie on a walk-off pitch clock batter delay violation, and now we have a walk-off up situation. Orioles Pirates ended 7-4 with the top of the ninth, but Baltimore wanted more work for a pitcher, so the two managers agreed to play a bottom of the ninth as spring training allows, but umpire Chad Fairchild did not, so the umps walked off. No ump baseball, Bill Plaschke, fair or foul?
Totally fair. This is wonderful. This is true spring training backfield baseball. In fact, the umps should be like the starting pitchers. They should work four innings and go play golf.
Jay.
How do we know if it's fair or foul if there's no umpires around to declare it? And also, if the players feel like they need more work, don't you think the umpires could use some more work, especially if they're facing replacement by robots?
Also, never volunteer that your job could go on without you because they might say, yeah, we don't need you. Right, sure.
Mr. Robot.
Showdown 2, the final say on the field at the Super Bowl, George Toma with Levitard and friends.
Before we took the field into the stadium, Eddie screwed up that field by overwatering it.
94-year-old George Toma, the sod father, saying he's unfairly being blamed for the field that was rotten, he called it. Jay, how do you rule?
I love that the God of Sod has added another element to this, sodium chloride. Salt! He's salty, and there's nothing like a salty old man going public with his grievances.
Get off his lawn, Bill Plaschke!
Literally. Mina Kimes tweeted, this is a turf war, and I'm here for it. 94-year-olds never lie about anything. I'm going with George Toma.
It's the quintessential get off my lawn situation. 80 years in the industry, and he's walking off. Off the grass on that one right there.
He's had it.
Mm-hmm.
He's
done.
Throw him away.
Done it. Face off.
You know, the whole NBA walk-in attire thing has kind of gotten played out, but I'm giving credit to Kyle Kuzma and Dylan Brooks for bringing it back in a major way last night. And I'm giving the edge to Kuzma here with this metallic outfit. You know why? It's a little more prêt-à-porter. It's something you could actually wear to dinner. If Dylan Brooks goes to no shirt, no shoes, no service
what
place,
what dinner are you wearing served? What Kyle Kuzma wore? Wait a second. You would wear what Kuzma's wearing? Dylan Brooks was doing Stone Cold Steve Austin, but then he went 2 for 11 in the game. We'll see you tomorrow.